Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for joining me. Ed Wallace is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ed is a new friend. And Ed is president of the Relational Capital Group, which is a company that focuses on helping professionals build outstanding business relationships through relational capital development. His book is called Fares to Friends. It's a story about the power of relationships, and he's with us right now. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be on with you. And by the way, I signed up for your newsletter just the other day.
Thank you.
And you provide a really nice set of resources for small business people just like myself, so thank you.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and you know that I don't have to tell you that the people we work for are certainly worthy of our effort, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They really are.
Ed, one of the things that I like about your book is that you peel the onion all the way back to the core, and talk about what I think is the essence of the marketplace, and that's relationships, not money, not stuff, not bigger barns or bigger offices or bigger cars or boats or whatever. The essence is about relationships, isn't it?
It really is, and if I could for just a minute, Jim, lay a foundation for you, lay a base about, how I developed Fares to Friends. You know, when you're reading Chapter 1 of Fares to Friends, you learn how when you least expect it, if you listen, your life, your business life can just take such an amazing turn for the better. You'll learn that if you go beyond what you think you really see at that point in time, what wonderful gifts and wisdom come from the most unexpected places. And my unexpected place, you and I were chatting earlier about how you used to travel all over the country. I did the same thing. And I used to take taxi cabs to the Philadelphia airport like once or twice a week. And my unexpected place came from a taxi driver named Max. And he became my business guru, my advisor, and my best friend. And he's really the person that I learned about the value of relationships and how to, turn our electronic devices down and just get on with shaking hands and actually meeting with someone.
Well, that's so true. And it's amazing how many people go through their lives with the intention of only meeting the people that they think are important to them. And you see them all the time. When you're in the fast-paced marketplace out there, you're moving around office buildings and you're meeting with big companies or maybe at a networking group. You see some people, and it's obvious. It's just completely clear. It's blatantly clear in their behavior that the only people they're interested in meeting are the ones that they believe have some skin for them, some kind of angle for them, and then you meet people who are glad to meet anyone, the waitress, the person who cleans the room, the bellman, the cab driver, and they recognize that everybody has a role to play in this thing we call the world, and that everybody's important.
Yeah. Yes. And I think the first kind of relationships you're speaking about, I call them transactional relationships. And there's a short-term means to an end, and you may get one piece of business from that relationship or one connection, but in a tough time, it's really not going to get you anywhere. Whereas if you build relational capital, just like my friend Max, the taxi driver, did, your relationships, your business relationships, become your friends. And what do friends do for each other, Jim?
Well, they help each other out.
You got it. And when friends are helping each other, you're way beyond transactional business relationships. And
There's another thing that friends do, Ed, and I think this is something that maybe we don't think about very much. Friends fill us up with good feelings. In other words, if you've got friends if you've got people that you think care about you, whether they're business relationships or whatever, social friends from church or from the neighborhood or from school or whatever, when you have those kinds of people in your lives, in your life, it contributes to your sense of well-being, and that's good for all aspects of your life, isn't it?
It'll pervade all the way through because, you know, it's a circle. If you're having a good business life, you're probably having a good personal and family life. If you're having a good personal and family life, it probably goes across to your business life. I'm a true believer in all that, and I don't think you need to read a psychology book to really get that.
Mm-mm. That's exactly right. You know, I remember, have you ever heard of a guy named Dave Longaberger?
Yeah,
you ever heard
Longaberger
of Longaberger Baskets?
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, they were a client of mine once, believe it or not.
Is that right? Well, you
yes,
know, you probably heard this saying before. I like to quote Dave on this. Of course, Dave's gone to that great basket weaving factory in the sky now, but his daughter told me on this show that in the book that she wrote about him, you know, this is a guy who was 21 before he graduated from high school. He was learning disabled. He stuttered. He had other issues, and yet he built an $800 million a year basket weaving company.
Right.
And here was the foundation of his success. He said, "Your success in life will ultimately depend upon the relationships you build."
Yep.
Dave Longaberger.
Absolutely, and I've seen it throughout my own career. The times when I focus and really sincerely listen, use folks' time respectfully, and show true interest in what we're trying to accomplish together, this thing called relational capital that I use in almost every phrase I utter these days pervades. Relational capital gains kind of appear in the relationship, and no matter what happens, you get through it and things really work out for the better in that business relationship. And small business people, you know, if you think about the really good relationships you have with your customers or your vendors or whoever, you'll find that, hey, you'd like to have relationships like that with everybody, but we don't always take the time because we're so hurried in this society with Blackberries and electronic communications. And I was never able to shake hands with anybody over a Blackberry, Jim, I'll tell you.
No, that's exactly right. The degree of difficulty these days, though, the way we do business does increase the degree of difficulty of creating relationships. And you have to think about them a little differently sometimes. And I want to talk about this some more when we come back after these messages. Hang on, Ed. We got to take a quick break. Ed Wallace is our guest, folks. His book is called Fares to Friends, How to Develop Outstanding Business Relationships. And it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When I die and the name of Torres. When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Ed Wallace. Ed is the author of Fares to Friends, How to Develop Outstanding Business Relationships. Ed, give us your website and tell us where the book's available, please.
The book's available on Amazon and also on FaresToFriends.com. My website is www.RelationalCapitalGroup.com.
All right.
And you can buy the book off the website as well.
And the book is available there. Is it on Amazon? Did you say that? Maybe you did.
Yes, on Amazon.com. It's three different places. The website, FairsToFriends.com, and also Amazon.com.
So check it out, folks. Find the lowest price and buy it.
there you go.
Ed, let's talk about Max. What was it that turned you around about Max? What was it that Max did that impressed you so much?
Well, picture this, Jim. I'm traveling all over the country in a taxi cab on airplanes every week. One morning, my doorbell rings, and I run to the door because my son Brett, at the time, was an infant, and I don't want him to be awakened and my wife to be awakened. I signal to Max. I didn't know his name was Max at the time. I signal to the cab driver to, you know, keep it down. I'll be right out. He grabs my bags, takes me to a black British-style taxi cab.
Oh, no.
In Philadelphia's Delaware County area. That's which is where I lived at the time.
Yeah.
So you get in the taxi cab, and already you're kind of feeling kind of different, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in the cab, and it's spotless. There's a bottle of water there for me. There's no scratchy dispatcher's voice. There's no business news on. He gets in the cab, he tips his cap, and he introduces himself as Max. And then for the next several years, I developed this incredible relationship with Max, and I realized that I have to book a cab fare at 5 a.m. with this gentleman 3 weeks in advance. So I'm wondering, you know, how did Max do this? Yeah. Well, the next time Max comes for me, which is now 3 weeks later, he doesn't ring the bell. He taps on the screen door because he remembered that we had an infant son.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said to him, Max, you know, how is it you have this incredible business? And Jim, what he did was he held his thumb and index finger an inch apart, and he said, Ed, it's the little extras that turn fares into friends. Hence
wow.
the title of my book, Fares to
wow.
Friends. And it was, he was all about the little extras that help small business people in their business relationships.
That is so powerful, Ed, because I tell my audience every day, everything that we sell is a commodity. In the 21st century, there's virtually nothing that any of us sell that isn't a commodity. The people can't get eight ways from Sunday within a mile of our business, and probably cheaper. Just like you were talking about your book, you know, my book, and everything else we have, they're commodities. The only thing that's not a commodity is the unique way that you deliver it.
Yes.
And the way you make the people that you do business with want to come back and do business with you again.
And if you think about it, Max was competitor proof. Everybody wanted to ride in that British style taxi and enjoy the conversation with Max.
He differentiated, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And if you think about all the things we want as small business people, we want to be competitor proof. Max knew his financial forecast 3-4 weeks in advance. He had a calendar full of fares. He didn't have to worry about prospecting.
Yeah.
His revenue per ride was higher because we all gave him larger.
You were willing to pay more.
We wanted to pay more.
That's a classic.
More.
Ladies and gentlemen, how many times have you heard me say this? Do a better job and charge people more. They'll pay it.
But the other thing
Max recognized that he couldn't take everybody in Philadelphia to the airport. There was only a certain number of people that he could take, and he was looking for those people who wanted his kind of service and who were willing to pay his kind of fare.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, he became, in my case, my respected advisor. And besides becoming a friend, he became my respected advisor, and the whole philosophy of relational capital development and Fares to Friends came from this unique experience I had with Max over a 5-year period.
Mm-hmm. Where's Max today? Do you know?
Well, I hate to give away the book.
Okay, that's right. That's right. It's at the end. That's right. Never mind. We'll make them buy the book and read that. But you're going to want to know about this, folks. You know, another thing that that is so powerful, it's not just the relationships you have with customers that's powerful. You talk about relational capital. That's all part of the human capital that I like to talk about with regard to our employees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, small business owners rush around so much of the time looking for financial capital, and they've already got some of the most powerful capital that they're not using properly, and that's their employees.
You know, there was a study by the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern, and it said that companies, large or small, that focus on their relationships with their customers and employees consistently outperform their competition.
Yep, yep.
So you actually can quantify this stuff, believe it or not. It's not just the soft stuff. You can actually quantify it, and scholars have done that.
No question about it. And what you got to do, though, you got to quit looking at your competition. And big companies got to quit listening to the analysts. They got to start
right.
focusing on their customers. Hey, Ed, thanks for being here. Good job. Give us that website again, please.
It's www.relationalcapitalgroup.com.
Fares to Friends is a book. It's available right there. Ed, will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim. Just let me know.
And next time, we'll tap on the screen door. Thanks,
Ed. All right. Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with Kirk Chaffetz. I'm Jim Blessingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.